Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
Ash Pollard from My Kitchen Rules and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here has been helping us out again this morning because Bridge, with the back, it hasn't quite come good yet.
It's been amazing. It's 11 days 11 since days. She did her party trick sober, and that just goes to show, never do a party trick sober. That's what we've learned out of this experiment.
With the broom handle, she put the back out.
Yeah.
Not good.
But it's we'll check in and see how Bridge is going, and Bridge, you seem to be pegging back at the moment.
We're so pleased to hear, Bridge, that you came out of hospital on Friday.
Brilliant.
Yay! Look, I do miss the hot physio, and the staff there at John Flynn were just amazing. It is good to be home. It is good. But there's extra challenges at home, which are very interesting because it's like a retirement village. I've got my mother here. She's got a leg splint on. My stepdad is on a stick, and I'm on a wheelie walker.
Yes.
Oh. So, between the three of us, the remote control dropped on the ground yesterday, and it took about half an hour for one of us to try to pick it up.
How is the pain in the back and everything going, though? Are you starting to get around? It sounds like at least you're moving.
Look, I'm like a catwalk model. I go up and down the corridor at home because I can't get down the front stairs. I'm moving around a bit, but I don't have my animals back yet. So that's really sad. I'm home without Ted and Jemima and Samara the cat.
Yeah.
So, because I'm going to run over them on this damn Willy Walker. Mm. So,
well, Bridge, you're still making massive headways, even in hospital. Of course, if you've got the paper over the weekend.
Well, this was right. Yeah.
The GC Bachelor, or the Bachelorette, you made it in there. Bridge Daly from Gold FM, being such a recognisable figure on the GC, it's highly likely she's got plenty of options.
Wow.
Stand out from the crowd,
Bridgie.
For Bridge.
I know, Ash. I know. Look, check that out. And I tell you what, as soon as that happened, the buggers at the John Flynn Hospital brought in a walking cane because they said, you're going to need it to just push away all those suitors that are in front of your face. And it was a good photo. I was a bit lighter in that shot, so I was happy with that.
Yeah.
Hey, Bridgie, can I make an observation?
Yes, darling.
You're sounding a lot less drugged up.
Yes.
Yahoo! Because I haven't had my drugs yet this morning. That's why.
So, it doesn't matter. We've got a highlights package of you.
It's sensational.
No. Yes, we have.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
100%.
Well, yeah, they were good. It was good stuff. I must admit. I've got to tell you one thing. This was the hardest thing of all. My mother had to shower me last night.
Oh God.
Okay.
And I know I came out of her womb and all that stuff, but you know what? It's just not cool when you're 41 and your mother is not only showering you, but then...
Does she have to, wipe your bits and things like that?
Oh, no.
Well, she's seen it all. Yeah. It's not like she hasn't seen anything. I think it would be harder going the other way.
Well, the thing is... Well, that's a very good point. And but the thing is, I got in trouble for all my tattoos because she doesn't see them.
Oh.
I'm being naked. With this and what's with that and what's with this one and what's with...
a not happy Queen Colleen. All right, well, again, I know you can't do much more than rest up, so we're going to say rest up.
Thanks, Bridge.
Bye. Guys.
See you, Bridgie.
It's 8:55. We're back tomorrow. By the way, after 9 o'clock with AJ, Gold FM's... $10,000 secret sound. Bridge and Spider's $10,000 secret sound. The cash guaranteed to go off.
Better tell AJ the clue.
Yeah. He'll have that locked away. Ash, what are you up to today? Got much on?
No,
oh, well, earlier, the plumber's coming over at 10 to fix my
dunny.
Toilet.
Yeah.
And I have to actually say, I noticed he did sound really hot on the phone, so... Yeah, there could be something in that.
Part two of the plumbing issue.
Looks like you had 15 plumbers rock up there today.
Well, we'll need to find out tomorrow how all that goes down.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm like with sharing the goss.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, I want to spray. I'm a part of this group, but I'm not a part of this group. And I'm talking about...
It doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't, but it will very, very shortly. I'm talking about those frequent flyers. You know when people get gold, if they fly enough, they become a gold member of an airline. If it's Qantas, if it's Virgin, you become platinum if you're one of the greats.
Yes.
Or you can be business class. And when you're in either business class, platinum or gold, it gives you certain privileges through that airline.
Oh, that's good.
One is you can go to the lounge and have something to eat and maybe a drink before you board the flight. And the other one is, when your flight is boarding, you don't have to queue up with everyone else. You can go in an express lane.
Priority boarding.
Priority boarding. And, those people that use that, I don't understand why they do it. And, look, I'm a gold member and I get into the lounge, but I'll never go what I call the tosser entry onto the aeroplane.
Okay, fine. I'm a tosser then, and I'll tell you why.
What?
I'll tell you why I do it, little spider in your spray. Because for somebody that flies a lot, you get sick and tired of waiting in the lines. Like, I fly for work and I'm doing it all the time. I don't want to stand around in lines for half of my life.
Oh, no. Well, hang on.
I pay good money for these flights and I deserve priority boarding.
Oh, well, what? So you can sit on an aeroplane for longer? We're going to the same same time.
I sit down, I get the Virgin little movie thing going and I sit there and I ignore everyone.
The plane's not going to go any quicker. And people like yourself, and there's quite a few out there, they strut to the front of the line. They got their wobble head going on, and they sit there. Okay, I understand if it's a baby, if you've got a baby, young children, disabled, or elderly, yes, please go
or
there.
Or impatient.
But all these other people, these gold class, platinum business class tossers out there that push to the front of the line because they're too arrogant to go to the back of the line. I remember seeing Green Day, who are one of the biggest bands in the world, go to the back of the line and allow everyone to go on because the plane isn't going to go any earlier.
It's not being arrogant. It's the fact that I've paid more money than everybody else standing
haven't.
In that line
how,
to get there.
How do you know what you paid? So for those people who are freaking flyers, if you're gold, you're putting your business class, go and enjoy your bickies and go and enjoy your beers and whatever, but don't be a tosser and go to the front of the line.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Yeah, counting down the months and the days to the Commonwealth Games. It's going to be huge for the Gold Coast. Can't wait. It's massive. We know that all the infrastructure that's been going on around the Gold Coast is all for the positive. But I'm a bit worried about the Commonwealth Games in general at the moment. Our major sport is swimming. In 2014, well over 50% of all our Commonwealth Games medals in 2014 was from swimming. Now, they've had the national or the world titles on over the last...
In Budapest
over the last couple of weeks. And it was great to see Emily Seebohm actually finally get Australia's first gold medal.
Emily Seebohm hits the front. Can she hold it? Who says you can't go back to back? There we go. Emily Seebohm right back at you.
Oh, that's awesome effort.
But that's our first. Right. In 2014, we won 19 gold. The Rio Olympics, we really struggled in the pool. And now we're struggling again. Outside of Emily Seebohm, we haven't got a gold medal. Cam McAvoy is in there. Mm. Bronte Campbell, who said, things are going to change. Mitch Larkin.
It's not like they're not trying.
I don't say they're not trying, but it's like we used to be so powerful in the water. That used to be our go-to sport.
Everything used to be something, but times change. People get fitter. And, they've got new techniques. Like, maybe we're not that good anymore.
Maybe it's a slow pull over.
Well, that's right. I was going to say.
A slow pull?
Yes.
How do you work that out, mate?
Well, depending how much of the water runs over the edge of the pool as you're swimming. And there's a slow and a fast pull.
It's the viscosity of the water.
Exactly right. That is, we know that.
Is that actually a thing?
That is a thing. There's a fast or a slow pull. We do know that. But the thing is, what can we do to change it? We know Libby Trickett does Gold FM drive here.
Yeah, with Luke Bradnam and Dobbo.
She breaks a record every Wednesday, world record.
Wednesday,
could she put her back in the pool?
I'm sure. She's very talented.
Michael Klim. He still runs his own swim school. He's still in good nick. Could we get Laurie Lawrence back?
Oh, Laurie at the top, the super coach.
What about Liesl Jones?
Yeah. Liesl Jones.
Awesome.
What about Grant Hackett? He's off the grog now.
He's looking fit, too.
He's looking fit.
Michael Klim would be a good one. Klimmy.
Yeah, yeah. He's got the moisturiser product.
I've been Googling them all. They're all in pretty good nick. And then I thought, one of the greats, remember Kerem Perkins? Lane 8,
unbelievable.
1,500 metres.
Never forget it.
Never forget it.
Yes.
I googled him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, front rower for the Wallabies.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.